Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at. Illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring. And I have to remind you, the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and, the next hour, they're going to be your views as well, because this is Open Line Wednesday. So if you'd like to give us a call, the telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. And so we look forward to your call, and you can talk about anything you want to. I thought maybe I'd start out this evening talking about a book I'm reading by Stephen Mosier called Population Control. I've known Stephen really for many, many years. Actually, he was the first American really to be allowed to go into China. He was in academics. He was employed by Stanford University. He was working for his doctorate degree and writing a thesis. And he was allowed to go into the hinterlands of China and live with the people. He was fluent in China and Chinese, and he lived among the people. He got to know them, and as the time he arrived was the time when the one-child policy, which is actually, of course, had been originated here in the United States and was being pushed and encouraged by Planned Parenthood, International Planned Parenthood, financed with your tax money, when this program was introduced into China. And then, of course, it was really an outgrowth of a report that had come out in about 1971 called The Limits of Growth. It was published by the Club of Rome. The statistics were, oh my goodness, population is such a problem, the population bomb, the population explosion. Why, if we don't bring population under control, of course, there'll be a total disaster in the world within 20 years. Of course, all of their statistics were fraudulent. They later on admitted it was all just, it was just to jar people into realization that we should think something about population. But as a result, millions of children were aborted in communist China just because the elite at the Club of Rome, and you must understand the Club of Rome was made up of the royalty of Europe and the bankers of Europe and the financiers of Europe, and yes, people like Gorbachev was allowed to join their very exclusive club, Maurice Strong, and of course he was a Canadian, one of the leaders over there. They really, of course, set out to change and transform the world, and pushing this idea of population control, they justified the outlawing of DDT. In fact, they encouraged the outlawing of DDT. Not because it was harmful to the environment, because if you've ever read the treatise by G. Gordon Edwards, which we have, and one of these days I'd like to put up on my website, but Dr. Edwards actually pointed out that the real problem with DDT wasn't that it was damaging the environment or softening the eggshells or killing the pelicans or whatever we were being told at the time or killing off the fish in the environment. The problem with DDT, it was saving so many lives, and the people were not dying by the millions of malaria in Africa and other underdeveloped countries, and that was the reason that they had to outlaw DDT, and they did back in 1973, and I believe it was William Ruckelshaus, who after the committee that had studied this for a year or two came up with a report that said DDT is by far the safest insecticide we have ever encountered. Far safer than anything else. We have an alternative. Why he went ahead, Ruckelshaus went ahead and outlawed it, and as a result, about a hundred million people have died. Now, here in the United States, they will tell you about a million people die of malaria every year, but then, of course, they control the media. They're lying to the American people. The truth is, about 3 million people die a year. How can you verify it? Well, just go up on the Internet and Google in malaria, 3 million people die a year, and you'll find the figure is pretty close to that, but they can't let the American people know. Give us a call. Well, this is Dr. Stan here, and this is Open Line Wednesday. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. I'd like to know what you'd like to talk about tonight, but I'm just talking about one of my favorite subjects, which is the AIDS epidemic, and of course on the fact that probably close to 100 million people have died since 1973, when the United States officially banned the use and distribution of DDT and encouraged countries throughout the world, if they wanted to get foreign aid from America and they wanted medicines to save their children and food to prevent mass starvation, if you don't do what we do, you're not going to get it. And the benevolent Americans forced countries throughout the world to give up the use of DDT, and specifically in the African and tropical nations. And of course, once again, malaria was a killer. Only recently has the World Health Organization come up and said, "Oh shucks, we were really wrong about DDT. If you just spray the inside of the room where people sleep at nighttime, why, it'll dramatically decrease the incidence of malaria. Oh shucks, we're sorry we made that mistake." And 100 million people have died as a result of that. Ladies and gentlemen, you have to understand we're up against organized evil, and when you begin to understand that, so much of what goes on in the world today really makes sense. And if you want information on this, of course, we do have a 4-tape set or 4-CD set on population control. We do hope that you want to get that information and that you will want to help us get that information out across America. Well, of course, certainly this book written by Stephen Mosier on population control is really fascinating, because it covers so much information on the background of how American tax money had been used for genocide throughout the world. And that's a subject for another evening. Best we don't have callers. But right now, of course, we've got Ken calling from Dayton, Ohio. Again, our number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295. And hey, Ken, how are you doing tonight?
Oh, pretty good. Pretty good.
Have a question or comment?
Yeah, I was just wondering if you had heard of the Planet X. Seems like a lot of hype on the internet that I've seen lately.
No, I've heard of it. I tell you the truth, Ken, I haven't looked into it. It just seems like hype to me. I mean, my goodness, we're all going to be wiped out any time by this planet, which may or may not come in close proximity to the our world. What do you know about it?
Well, I just say that they got a planet that we got a 10th planet, and it's supposed to get really close to Earth in the next 4 years, which ties in with this the 2012 I don't know a whole lot about it. That's why I was calling you.
No, I really don't, and I think they're just trying to scare us to death. This is my impression right now. And so my basic feeling is I'm not going to worry about that. First of all, because if it was true, we'd know the thing we could do about it. And if it isn't true, it is part of a propaganda campaign to keep us constantly frightened. And so one of these days, I'll tell you what, I will promise to do some research into it. I know Tex Mars has done some interesting surveys on that. Maybe we could get his material. Okay? I don't want to comment on it when I really don't know.
All right. Well, thank you.
You're welcome.
Have a nice night.
Bye-bye. You too. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and right now we're on our Open Line Wednesday. We've got Maggie calling from Texas. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And Maggie, do you have a question or comment?
Yes, Dr. Stan. I'm a great admirer of Professor Donald Scott, whom you have interviewed a number of times over the months and years, and I find myself wondering or wishing that I could have a recording of all the interviews that you've done with him. I wondered, since you sometimes put together box sets and tapes and things, whether you had ever done anything like that.
Well, I haven't really, but certainly we have enough interviews with him. We could put together probably a couple of tape sets, and I appreciate you mentioning it, and we'll give it some serious thought. No, I think Don Scott is one of the most fascinating people. Incidentally, he's written a wonderful new book on AIDS, going into the background of certainly how this was actually created, and of course it is a product of genetic engineering, and of course it is not one disease, it is not only HIV infection, it's also mycoplasm, and of course everything is being done to confuse the American people and to block to this very day. We are almost 30 years since the epidemic first appeared, and to this very day they're not doing the things that are really necessary to stop the spread of this disease from a public health point of view, not only in the United States, but throughout most of the rest of the world. Anything else, Maggie? And I'll certainly think of some very serious thought to that.
Yes, just that I just today ordered the book that you are talking about, and I think he's an incredibly admirable man, and thank you for having him on so often.
Well, I appreciate that, and I hope you will just keep listening to all the other interesting guests we're going to have.
Oh, yeah, them too.
Oh, God bless. Thanks very much, Maggie.
Sure, bye-bye. Thank you.
Bye-bye. Well, our telephone number again is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295, and we have on the line an old friend, Pure Heart from Aptos. Hi, Pure Heart. How are we doing?
Hi, Dr. Stan.
Haven't talked to you in a while.
Oh, that's I've been listening, though.
All right, fine.
I've got a question since it's open lines. You may be aware that the government is now going to phase out analog television signals in favor of digital television signals in February. I've gotten to the point now, I think, I'm suspicious of everything the government does. Have you heard any ulterior motive for that?
Well, I'll tell you, I have not heard of any ulterior motives, but I share your concern. Do they have another agenda? I mean, is there something in that box? For instance, they don't tell you that your cell phone, and many of the modern cell phones now, even when you have them turned off, they can listen to your conversations and they can track where you are. And so, since we're dealing with truly diabolical people, is this little box we're going to get to put onto our analog television, that's going to have some means by which they can listen to us or track us, or who knows what the technology they have, and they're certainly not going to tell us. But what we do know is, of course, that there are wicked and evil people working at the highest levels of our government who want to be able to track, keep dossiers, and control every living human being, and probably eliminate those who are enemies of the state.
I was wondering if it would be easier to superimpose subsonic signals on a digital signal. You know, they can do experimentation without any problems.
No, I think that